We can begin our meeting today. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I would like to welcome everybody here to our meeting of March 23rd in San Luis Obispo. Ms. Hewitt, would you like to call roll, please?
Thank you. Daniel Press, absent. David Hodgen. Monica Hunter.
Here.
Russell Jeffries.
Here.
Les Bowker.
Present.
Gary Shallcross.
Here.
John Hayashi.
Present.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay, agenda item 3, Mr. Thomas.
Two
introductions. Go ahead.
I'm Michael Thomas, the Assistant Executive Officer for the Board. To the left of Chairman Young is Lori Oaken, Board's Counsel. To my right is Carol Hewitt, Executive Assistant, and someone that I should introduce, but I failed to do so recently, is John Goney, who's our Water Resource Engineers and also our Sound Engineer Extraordinaire. And thanks, John, for all the work you do to make all of this work for us. Appreciate it. We also have, there'll be other staff introducing items as we go along, and I'll introduce them as they come up. We also have two new division chiefs in our organization, two recent promotions. And if Lisa and John, if you could stand up just so the board knows who you are. Both John and Lisa were recently promoted to division chiefs. Thanks.
And about time.
Yes, it's about time. And they're going to be helping us change our organization, improve the organization, and achieve the goals and the vision that we've established. And congratulations.
Congratulations, you guys.
Congratulations. Can we have like a 5-minute
Sing or something?
Acceptance speech.
Actually, probably
could. Yeah. So who are you going to ask first?
The board has a supplemental sheet for item number 8, which is the San Luis Obispo County Stormwater Program. And the supplemental sheet has two attachments, a letter from the city of Pismo Beach and a letter from the county of San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
Just point out that you have that supplemental sheet when we get to that item.
Are there any other supplemental sheets that the public should be aware of?
I think that's the only one.
Well, there's actually another supplemental sheet, wasn't there, for item 8, the NOAA letter?
Hold on. I only have 2.
Yeah, Ryan Lodge. Yeah, there should be two supplemental sheets for that item.
Okay.
Oh, yes. There. That's good. We've got it. There is another letter that is, as Mr. Young noted, there is another letter from NOAA on item number 8. We also have an email on item number 13, which deals with CCAMP fund transfer.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The supplemental sheet, this is Angela Jaiswal with NRDC. The supplemental sheet doesn't cover the two letters that Mr. Thomas just described for the public.
Yes, it does.
There should be two supplemental sheets. One prepared March 8th, which has the Pismo Beach and County of San Luis letter, and one prepared March 20th with the NOAA and the letters to and from NOAA.
Trying to get Gary Wolf back on the phone here.
I'm back on.
Okay. Okay. So we have two supplemental sheets for item number 8, San Luis Obispo County Stormwater Program.
And both of those, the public has both of those? Okay.
And there are copies in the back of the room in the public area.
They want in the item 8.
Are they there, Chris?
Yes.
Good, thank you. Okay. I also want to let the board know that item number 11, which was listed in your agenda as being sent at a later time, that item is settled, so there will not be, it's not on the agenda today. Enforcement action is settled.
Well, how did it settle? I mean, did they pay the...
Harvey Packard, they paid the full amount of the penalty or the complaint and waived their right to a hearing.
Okay.
Did they pay that one or was there a SEP?
They just went ahead and paid it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.